Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Centers on the LA County Supervisor and Metro Board member, Sheila Kuehl, my LA County Supervisor. And she had a friend of hers named Patty Giggins, who has an organization, a charity called Peace Over Violence. And somehow, Patty Giggins ended up with this no-bid contract to set up a sex harassment hotline for LA Metro.
Yeah, this came after the whole Me Too movement started, so this was one response to it, set up a sex harassment hotline for people can get help.
May have cost the taxpayers $8,000 per complaint call. Complaint call. So let's get Bill Malugin on to explain it all. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I saw this last night, and I just immediately said, we got to do this tomorrow. We got to have you on. Yeah. We've got to delve into this. Explain.
How were you tipped off to this story? How did you know?
I got a couple tips from people, and then I was able to get in touch with a Metro whistleblower who kind of blew this whole thing open, because she's kind of bringing to light everything that happened. She's got some of the internal records, and she still works there now. So we were able to kind of thread the needle a little bit.
Describe it in the most simplest way you can for people who haven't seen the story.
So in a nutshell, back in 2017, LA Metro set up a sex harassment hotline called the Off-Limits Hotline. The idea behind it was it's a 24/7 hotline that Metro riders could call if somebody experienced sexual harassment on like a bus or a train, that sort of a thing. So the thing behind it is it's operated by a charity called Peace Over Violence, as you mentioned. The person who runs that charity is Sheila Kuehl's best friend and campaign donor, Patty Giggins. Sheila actually officiated Patty Giggins' wedding. And shortly after Sheila was elected, we got a hold of an email from this whistleblower that Sheila Kuehl's deputy, one of her deputies, actually emailed Metro's executive leadership and a rep from Mayor Garcetti's office and basically said, hey, guys, Peace Over Violence has a 24/7 crisis hotline. We want one at Metro, too. And none of the other Metro board members were included on that email. It was a backdoor email. It was done privately. It was not public. And months after that email, boom, Metro awards Peace Over Violence a series of lucrative no-bid contracts. The first two were $160,000. And then the last one was $494,000, which is ironic because at $500,000, the Metro board has to have a two-thirds vote to pass those contracts. And then, if you want, I'll talk about the efficacy of the contract because it's basically been a total failure.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So long story short, the whistleblower claims that the hotline has gotten, like, on average, like less than a call a day. And she also accuses them of inflating the call numbers. So, for instance, I put in a bunch of open records requests and I got all the public call logs that Metro and Peace Over Violence report to the public for the hotline. But the whistleblower says, what they gave you isn't the whole picture. Every time the phone rings, they count it as like a sexual harassment call, a call to the hotline. So if you guys were to call the hotline and say, hey, do you guys have a pepperoni pizza? They would count it. So I started going through all these records. And they, for instance, in January 2017, they marked down that they had 137 calls for the month. Well, when I looked through the actual call data, every single one of the calls was a hang-up, not applicable, or the wrong number. So we started going through all this data here, and for 2019, they reported, I think it was like 349 calls to the hotline, but 260 of them were hang-ups or the wrong number. That's 74% of the call log. And then, for instance, it's been going on for several years, like this past January 2020, they report that the hotline got 18, it served 18 people, is what they said. That's their public log. But when you actually look at the raw data with times, dates, locations, summaries, that sort of thing, it was not 18 people. It was two calls. Okay. It was two calls. So there was a trend of this happening where they're reporting everything under the sun as a phone call over the years, but really the number is so incredibly low that when we did the math on it and we divided the contract, there have been 13 calls in all of 2020 so far in a county of 10 million people. And that's currently costing taxpayers $8,450 per call. And the kicker is the call volume has been so low that starting in July, when we kind of started asking about this, Metro has now stopped advertising this hotline. And they're now telling Metro customers, don't call it as a primary anymore. Go back to calling 911 and Metro Dispatch. They say it's to clear up confusion. But we're all still on the hook as taxpayers for this hotline through the end of next year.
How did they advertise it? Because with the pandemic, there probably weren't a heck of a lot of people riding the buses and the subways.
And that's one of their reasonings is they're saying, well, of course the numbers are going to be low. The pandemic, lockdowns. Well, it's not true. That's why I got all the call data before COVID-19 was ever in the headlines. And before, like for January, before there was ever a lockdown, they got two calls. In February, they had like one call. Or late last year, they were. It's all in single digits. Extremely low call volume, and they can't use COVID-19 as an excuse for getting low calls or low ridership because the numbers were astronomically low before COVID-19 was ever in the picture.
Nobody questioned this before you dug into the records. Nobody at the LA County or at Metro said, "How's that hotline doing? One call? What?"
The whistleblower did. She gave us two internal memos that she sent to her bosses. She sent it in February and May of this year, and I read them, and she basically criticizes the call volume, says this contract doesn't make sense. The cost per call for taxpayers doesn't make sense for LA Metro, and she actually recommended that the contract be terminated. But she claims she was retaliated against after she started bringing these things to light. She claims her promotion was denied. She says she got moved from the executive floor with the CEO's office all the way down to the P1 basement level next to the restrooms and parking garage. And she's suing LA County now. She still works there now. And it was kind of frustrating because I put in a lot of records requests with LA Metro and they did not give me everything I was asking for. And they blamed the pandemic and said, well, we're working hard and we don't have a lot of people working on this. So the whistleblower, thankfully, because she's the project manager for this hotline, she's one of them, she has access to all the records for it. So she was able to fill some of the gaps for us. And when I asked Metro about this, I reached out to Metro, Patty Higgins, Sheila Kuehl. Metro came back with a response. One of the lines that really stuck out was, yeah, there have been calls and hangups, but it's helped a lot of people. If 911 had low call volume, would you want it to be canceled? And that just feels like gaslighting because 911 is not a no bid contract steered to one of your close friends and campaign donors. It's a service we all know we're paying taxes for, you know. So, as a taxpayer, it's something that's got to, you got to start pulling your hair out, especially in the time of COVID when budgets are being cut, people are being laid off, everyone's talking about jobs being slashed, and here we have this fat contract. You know, it looks like being steered to a close friend and campaign donor.
Sheila Kuehl, have any comment?
Well, yeah. Did you read that part?
Yeah.
They did respond here.
No, but explain.
Yeah, Sheila Kuehl, she declined to be interviewed. So her staff sent us a statement. But basically, she claims that she had nothing to do with the hotline. And she only found out about it the day the press conference happened, which it's just not true. I mean, we have an email from her staff specifically emailing Metro leadership saying, we want this hotline. And then months later, they get it. And then they followed it up by saying, you know, as for the efficacy of the contract, if every month 10 women had the courage to call for help, then it's worth every penny. Okay, one could make that argument, but it's not 10 women every month. It's 1, 0, maybe 2.
Is there any evidence that any of these calls led to a real case?
Yeah, I mean they have helped people. They do offer counseling services. They say they have involved law enforcement. I mean, look, no one's going to say that, you know, the idea of a sexual harassment hotline on Metro systems isn't a, you know, it sounds like a good idea. There's a lot of creeps who ride those trains, but I think where people have a problem with it is, you know, the appearance of cronyism with it. Like the whistleblower is saying, there's a lot of agencies out there who do this stuff for free. And
yeah,
she was telling her bosses, there's a Cal OES program that specifically does this, that will get on board with us. We can dump this contract and get with a free vendor.
Yeah.
And she's gotten nowhere with it.
Yeah. And again, this is Sheila Kuehl, And one of her close friends, Patty Giggins, runs the charity that oversees the hotline. And Kuehl officiated at Giggins' wedding. So they're pretty tight.
That's correct. And also, it wasn't just Patty Giggins who donated to Sheila's campaign. Three other Peace Over Violence board members also donated to Sheila. And Sheila also officiated one of those board members' weddings, too. So it's a very tight circle with them. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Sheila sits on the charity's advisory board. She's on the board herself, too.
Well, Bill, thank you very much for coming on. We're going to play the report or part of it when we come back. I know you spent months on this. Good job.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.